planning for the weekend on Saturday, and Mia is here from Discovery Playtime. Morning, Mia. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thank you.
You were saying Mia is a shortened version of your name. What's the real name?
It's Mireia. It's a Catalan for Maria.
Isn't that
I'm
just
from
gorgeous?
Barcelona.
Mireia. It kind of sounds like Mariah. Mariah Carey almost.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah, that's me. I love Christmas just as much.
The queen of Christmas. Right. So I want to talk today all about play and children and sensory play and STEM learning. You are basically an expert in all of this because not only do you kind of run classes, but you're also retailing these toys as well. So for sensory play, it's quite important for children, isn't it?
It's very important, yeah. It's just how kids learn and experience the world. And play is so important because that's how they get to know themselves, get to know the world around them. And the toys are the tool that allow them to do that.
So give me an example of what you do in sensory play.
So anything that they can learn through their senses, such as touch or hearing or looking at things. So for example, something like throwing letters in the bath. They're having a bath, put like some sensory letters and put them in the bath, and they can find them. You can call the letter and they can find them, and you can tell them a word that starts with that letter or that sound. I mean, it's all experiencing that learning.
And things like sand play and all the different textures, that's all quite important, isn't it? And the water play.
Water play, it's self-regulating. They can calm down. It helps them to really connect with themselves. Mm-hmm. And so simple things like playing with pasta, rice, lentils, sand, water, anything you have at home.
So what kind of age groups then would be kind of interested in that type of play?
Any age. I think there is no such thing as starting too young or too early. The earlier the better, because they're just sponges and they'll absorb anything. So the earlier they start, the more familiar they'll be with all these type of experiences and this type of play. So they'll become more creative and they'll develop their imagination, curiosity, creativity. So any age, but definitely 3+, you'd get a bigger variety of toys for safety reasons as well.
So what kind of toys then are available for doing this kind of play?
We have our main resource here would be the tough tray. The tough tray is a table. It's quite big. It's 1 meter, and you can set it up on the floor for babies and toddlers. And then we also sell the stand on it, and it just basically makes it so easy to set up any kind of activity. And it has a higher edges on the side, so it keeps everything contained on the table. And you can put some water, some sand, Play-Doh. The kinetic sand is really good as well. And we have something similar between Play-Doh and kinetic sand that's called Mad Matter. And it's great because you can mold it as Play-Doh, but it stretches as it's fluffy. It's really nice, and it never dries out. It can stay out for ages, and it doesn't dry out.
There's parents listening right now, and they're thinking to themselves, the mess of all this. But you were saying the table has kind of like an edge around it to stop that mess.
It's brilliant. You can put Lego, and it just keeps everything inside. And kids know that's their safe space, and that's where they play and where they make a mess, because kids need to make a mess. It's very, very
important. Obsessed, aren't we, with having our home so tidy and neat? Like, let's face it, if you have an animal at home or you have children, you're not going to have a tidy home all of the time.
I think we need to lower our expectations a little bit in that sense of keeping things tidy and under control. And there has to be a limit, obviously, because it's good for the kids as well. But we need to be a little bit flexible and understand that this is so, so important for
them. While they're playing, let them make a mess. You can tidy up later on.
Exactly.
Yeah, these Instagram homes with the spotless children and everything, they don't exist. They're not real.
No.
Messy play is something that, like when my little one was going to creche and all, they used to talk about the messy play. So is that the same thing or is that something different?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, messy play. Yeah, it's all about that experience and combining things, mixing colours and learning. It's the basics of science, really. It's a very basic understanding of science and how things mix and how they can create other things and what happens, cause effect.
Now, you were saying there are easy ways to set this up at home with things you already have in your household.
Yeah, like for me, having a tough tray as that kind of table has changed everything. I have 2 kids as well at home, and it just makes it so easy. And now they can set up their own activities because we've done it so many times. So you can put a few containers, a few fine water tools like a spoon or a syringe or anything that they can play with water or pick up rice, cubes. And then you can use porridge, you can use rice, pasta, all these activities. And then you can add some figures like dinosaurs or Paw Patrol, you know, anything that they're interested in. And they'll create their own little world and play with that. And it helps them develop communication, vocabulary, expressing emotions, because children communicate through play and they might not tell you how they feel, mm-hmm. but you can see it if you observe them, you'll see it.
I'd imagine doing things like, you know, putting rice or bits of pasta into an empty bottle and the sound of shaking that, all that kind of thing. That's what interests them.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a full sensory experience. They can see it, they can touch it, they can hear it, and they can explore how things move and change. And it's a bit of magic, because when they, you know, put a drop of paint in water and the water changes colour, it's like magic for them.
Actually, my little one came in the other day. They were doing a little bit on Science Week and she was saying how they poured water on Skittles on the sweets and it made a kind of a rainbow thing. And she was so excited by it. Little things like that.
And he'll remember this. Mm. Yeah. But if you tell him, if you explain it to him, they won't remember, because, you know, they just have to...
They need to do it themselves.
What if they feed? Exactly. Yeah, very
important. So STEM learning, we hear this a lot. What exactly is STEM learning?
It's the science, technology. It's all about learning how the world works. So they'll ask questions based on things they want to know, and that interest will lead their learning.
So you can't really start too young, can you?
No. No, from day one, absolutely. Things like puppets, sensory scarves, musical instruments will be a great sensory resources for the little ones. And then water play, anything that's safe, that you feel comfortable, that they might, you know, they're going to put it in their mouth, that you feel comfortable, that it's safe, always under supervision, obviously.
But
definitely from day one, paint safe. There's lots of non-toxic, water-based safe paint as well. You can mix yogurt with food coloring, for example, and make edible paint.
For
babies. So, yeah, there's lots of different ideas for little ones, but definitely the earlier, the better for kids, yeah.
So what would be your top toy recommendations then?
So we have obviously the Tough Tray, and then we love the kinetics, the magnetic tiles, because little kids might feel a bit frustrated with Lego because they can't stick the blocks together. The magnetic tiles stick so easily and they can create anything. It's really great for their imagination and creativity, and they can add little toys as well. They can build a castle, because when you buy a dollhouse, it's just a dollhouse.
Yeah.
When you buy blocks or Lego or magnetic tiles, it can become anything.
Yeah.
So it grows with the child, and it's great for sharing between siblings as well. So all these kind of open-ended toys are really great.
What's your website, by the way?
The website is discoveryplaytime.ie, and we just launched an app as well. And I'm very excited because this week we're going to launch a new feature on the app, because I know as parents we're all very busy and it's hard sometimes to come up with activities and things to do at home, or even if you're looking for toys, you're not sure what to get. So it's a new feature on the app that's called Be Inspired. So we're sharing lots of activities, and you can see how to create these activities, how to make Play-Doh or things like that at home. And then any toys that we have available in the shop that you can use to create that activity at home, you can see them there as well.
Oh, brilliant. Mia, thanks so much for coming on today and telling us a bit about that. Have a brilliant weekend.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.